Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf 43, daf Mem Gimel. We're going to start from the actual Mem Gimel itself, towards the top of the page, actually towards the middle of the page, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlamah. All of the Chalim is at Hashem. Page 43, 43a, in the middle of the page, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shor shehem mit et ha'evet, shelo bekavana. If you have an ox that kills a slave without intention, patur mishloshim shekalim, he does not pay the 30 shekalim. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, kesef shloshim shekalim iten ladunav, v'ashor yisakel, it says the 30 shekalim you give to the master, and the ox is put to death. It's stoned. So the Gemara says, kol zman shashor beskila. All the meantime that the ox is put to death by stoning, that's when the owner paid 30 shekalim. Ain ashor biskila, but if the ox is not put to death by stoning, is not put to death, ain abalim shalmin shoshim shekalim, then the owner does not pay the 30 shekalim, like we have over here in this case, because it was a lovi kavana. Amar Rabba, shor shehemit ben chorin, if you have an ox that kills a ben chorin, shelo bekavana, without intention, a free person without intention, patur mi kofer, is exempt from paying the kofer payment. Shneimar, the pasuk says, hashor yisakel vegam be'alav yumat, the ox put to death and also the owner, im kofer yushat alav, if you evaluate a kofer payment. So the Gemara says, kozman shashor v'skila v'alim mishalmin kofer, anytime the ox is put to death, then the owner pays the kofer payment. Ain ashor b'skila, but if the ox is not put to death, ain ve'alim mishalmin kofer, the owner would not pay a kofer payment. Eti ve'abaye, abaye has a contradiction. Hold on. Hemit shori et ploni. We had this earlier. On daf tedvav, we said, hemit shori et ploni. If my ox killed this person, o shoro shel ploni, or he killed this person's ox, harezim mishalem al piatzmo, he pays based on that own testimony. So my love kofer, is it not referring to a kofer payment? So you see what? That you would pay the kofer here, even though he's not being put to death, right? Rashi says, even though, since he admitted there's no sekila here, the ox doesn't get put to death, still, what do we say? He pays the kofer. Why? Oh, so Gemara says, lo, it's not talking about the kofer, it's talking about damim. It's talking about money payment. There's a difference between money and kofer. What's the difference? Kofer, Rashi explains, kofer payment is referring to, he's paying in the Torah kofer dinibai kapara. He's paying in an avenue that he needs atonement. He needs to be atoned for his sins because his ox killed someone. So he pays the kofer payment for that atonement. But a regular money is not within, right. He needs to get atonement from Hashem. But paying money is not in the category of atonement. It's therefore different, and that's what it's referring to over here. So the Gemara says, "Id damim eima seifa." Okay, if you're talking about money, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. Hamid shori et avdo shel ploni, or the latter part of that Mishnah, or that right, or whatever it was. Hamid shori et avdo shel ploni. If he says, "My ox killed this person's slave," eino mishlem al piatzmo. He doesn't pay based on his own testimony. But why not? V'damim amaylo. If it's referring to damim, money, why doesn't he pay based on his own testimony? Why doesn't he pay the 30 shekalim for an eved if it's a knas? So why not? Right? Meaning, if we're saying that you're not paying it's not a kofer payment that you're paying, rather you're paying money, right? Rashi says, "Kolamar visa kedayis torah nizakin ayecha dekatle." There's damage money you have to pay when the guy was killed, the person was killed. Why don't you have to pay the 30 shekalim? So the Gemara says, "Amar le yachilna l'shanu yelach." I could have answered you, Resha Damim Vesefa Knas. I could have said, the Resha, the beginning part, is talking about Damim, money. The latter part is talking about Knas, going a fine. But, Mao Miu, Shinuya Dechikala, Namashaninalach. But I didn't want to give you a bad answer. So he says, you know what? Drop that. Idbidi Damim. They're both talking about money. Living the Amud. Miu, Ben Chorin. But in the case of a Ben Chorin, the Meshalem Kofer al Piatmo, that he pays a Kofer payment based on his own testimony. What's the case? Let's say the atus ade vasidube, that if witnesses came and testified the katal that he killed veloyade itam hava imuadava, they don't know if it was a calm or a dangerous animal. Vamar mareim the muadhu, and the owner says, the master says it was a muad animal. The mishalem kofer al biatmo, he would pay a kofer payment based on his own testimony. So hechadaleka edim mishalem damim. Whenever there is no witnesses, you don't pay the kofer, you pay money. So the Gemara says, "Gabe Evan and by a slave, say no mishalem knas al piatzmo, that he would not pay a fine if you killed the slave. You not pay a fine based on your own testimony. What's the case? Diatu edim, if witnesses came and testified against him, that said the katal that he killed, And they don't know if he was a calm or a dangerous animal. And the owner master said that he's a dangerous animal. So in that case, he wouldn't pay a fine based on his own testimony. So whenever there are no witnesses, you wouldn't pay the money. So that's the type of case that we're referring to. And therefore, this would be the explanation by the kofar and the evet. So the Gemara says, Meitiv Rav Shemuel bar Rav Yitzchak. He has a contradiction. Kol shechayav ben chorin, chayav ve'eved. Anyone who's liable by a ben chorin, he's also liable by an eved, by a slave. Bein be'kofer, bein be'mita, whether it's a kofer payment or by death. Kofer be'eved mi'ika, the Gemara says, hold on, is there a kofer payment by a slave? Do you pay a kofer payment by a slave? We know that when a person's ox kills a slave, it's 30 shekalim, yiten la'adonam, you pay the 30 shekalim. So is that, but do we saying you're paying the kofar payment? Where do we see the paid a kofar payment by a slave? So Ela love damim, is it not talking about damim? And therefore, what do you see? You see that you would pay for damim over here. Rashi says, since you said ben chorin al pi atzmo mishalem damim, you're saying that ben chorin on his own testimony, he's paying for money. Amai katani the gabei eved, inu mishalem al pi atzmo. Why did you say by a slave that he doesn't pay based on his own testimony? Over here, we're saying he is. So how would you explain this? Ikdamri, some say the answer is the following. Some say he asked the question and he answered the question. Ikdamri, some say, Amar li Rabba, Rabba said, Hachi ketani, this is what was meant to be taught. Kol shechayav beben chorin bekavana, al pi edim, kofer. Anyone who's liable by ben chorin, when he has intention and there was witnesses, he has to pay the kofer payment. Chayav be'evet knas. He's liable to pay by a case of slave, a fine. וכל שחייב הבן חורין שלא בכוונה על פי עדים דמים, and anyone who's liable by killing of a ben chorin without intention, when there's witnesses, he has to pay money, a damim, חייב בעבד שלא בכוונה על פי עדים דמים. So too, he's liable by the killing of a slave when it's not intentional. When there are witnesses, he has to pay damim as well. So the Gemara says, אמר לרבה, if that's the case, יחי, אישו שלא בכוונה. Then once fire, let's say someone had a fire and went out and damaged, it wasn't intentional. Al pi edim, when there's witnesses, neshalem damim, he should also have to pay damim. He should have to pay money for the damages that were caused. So the Gemara says, okay, uminale l'rava de lo meshalem. Where do you know that you don't have to pay? Why are you on the assumption that he wouldn't have to pay if his fire went out and burnt someone's field or whatnot? How do you know he wouldn't have to pay in that case when it's referring to unintentional and there are witnesses? How do you know? So the Gemara says, ilayim amiditnan. Maybe it's from this Mishnah. We had this Mishnah earlier on Daf Kafbet, and we're only also going to see it again later on. Hayagedi kafut lo. If there was a field and there was a animal, like a goat, for example, that was tied down to this pile of wheat, let's say, in a field, tied down to something in a field, ve'evet samuch lo, and there was a slave that was close by. Ve'nisraf imo chayav, and you burnt the wheat, you burnt the animal, and the slave was burnt down with it. Or evet kafut, or the slave was tied down, lo, ugdi samuch lo, and the animal was close by, ve'nisraf imo patur. So, in the first case, you'd be chayav. Over here, we're saying if it was the slave that was tied down and the animal was nearby, you're patur, you're exempt from paying the damages. Also, what do you see over here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, I don't see the Rashi, but basically what he's trying to say is, where does Rava know that you wouldn't have to pay in this case? Over here you see that if one's fire went damaged unintentionally, And what do you see? What did we say? If the animal was nearby, he's patur, he's exempt from the damages. Why is he exempt? Oh, you see clearly that he holds, in this case, unintentional, he would be exempt. So the Gemara says, Amar Shalkish, ha Amar Shalkish, kegon sheitzit begufo shel eved. No, this case that we're talking about is he burnt down the actual body of the slave. The kimle v'derabba minei. That we have this concept of kimle v'derabba minei. What does kimle v'derabba minei mean? That means that when a person violates two commandments in one prohibition, in one act, he killed the slave and he burned down a goat. So it was one act that he did two prohibitions. We always, Rava says, we always give him this stricter punishment. So kill the person or kill an animal. The animal, you have to pay damages. The person, you put to death. Kill the human being. So therefore, what do we say? We give him the death penalty and we wouldn't give him having to pay the damages because we give him the stricter of the two opinions. That's what kim le b'derabba minei. You establish it like the Rava's opinion. That's what it would mean over here. So the Gemara then says, hold on a second. Ve'ela, mehadetanya, we learn it from the following. Just, okay, so we learn it from the following. So when it says, chomer, just if you're on the Zoom, just zoom your, mute yourself. Chomer ba'eshmi be'bor, the stringency by fire than by a pit. What is stricter by fire than by a pit? We learned this earlier as well. And daf yud, like one over there says, sha'esh mu'edet le'chol ben davar ha'ra'uila ben davar she'en ra'uila. Fire is fit to consume something that's consumable, that's fit to, for it to consume, and something that's not fit for it to consume. Whereas ma'she'en ken be'bor, that's not the same case by a pit. V'ilu sha'esh, but it didn't say the fire mishalemet shelo b'kavana damim. It has to pay when it's unintentionally damaging. It has to pay money. Mashen ken bebor. Look at that. It didn't say that's not the case by a pit. It didn't say that by a fire, if you damaged unintentionally, you'd have to pay damim, you'd have to pay money. So therefore, what do you see? It doesn't say that. So it's not telling you that you have to pay. So this is his source that you're exempt. So the Gemara then says, Dilma tana v'shir. Maybe we say tana v'shir. This is another very important concept in Shas. What's tana v'shir? Tana v'shir means it really meant to teach this, but it just left it out. Now we know that the rules of Tana v'Shi'er means that it could be that there are multiple things that it has to be that there are more than one thing that are left out. It couldn't be that there's only one thing. So usually, I mean, here it doesn't ask, but usually asks, "My Shi'er, the High Shi'er, what else did you leave out?" So he's saying we left out this law, but there must have been something else that was left out as well. So maybe this is the case, and this was left out. So the question says, "Ela Rava Gufe Ibai Mibayile." He asked. Rava himself was asking the question. If you have one's fire that caused damage without intention, would you have to pay the money for damages or not? What's the back and forth? Mi amrina, do we say gabe shor by an ox? Who did kavana mishalem kofer? That's when you have intention, you have to pay the kofer payment. Shelo bekavana mishalem damim, when there's no intention, you pay damim. About isho, but one's fire did kavana lo mishalem kofer. When you have intention, you don't pay the kofer payment. Shalom kavana. When there's no intention, nami lo mishalem damim. Maybe I would say, when there's no intention, you wouldn't even have to pay money if it caused damage. Or the other, perhaps, kivan de gabesh shoro, shalom kavana. Since by an ox, without intention, afagav de leka kofer mishalem damim. Even though there's no kofer payment, you pay money. Gabe isho nami, by a fire also, afagav de kavana lo mishalem kofer. Even though, if you intentionally caused the fire, you wouldn't pay the kofer payment. But if it wasn't intentional, then maybe nevertheless you would still pay money. When it says, what's the answer? Do you pay or you don't pay damim? So the Gemara says, skipping v'leyadina, and it says teiku. I think there's a girsa that takes out v'leyadina, and you just read a teiku, meaning we don't know the answer. We'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to come and tell us the answer. Kiata Ravdimi Amar V'yocharan. When Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kofer, matamon amar. Why does the pasuk say kofer? Meaning, no. Kofer, matamon amar im kofer. Why does it say im kofer? What's the extra im in the pasuk? Right? Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, im kofer yushat alav, and atan bidinam shok, kola she yushat alav. So if you evaluate a kofer payment, how much is the payment? So the Gemara is saying, why does it say the word im? So there are both kofer, shelo bekavana, kofer bekavana. It's coming to say that paying the kofer payment without kavana, we're saying it's equal to paying it with kavana. Meaning when the person... Rav Rashi says, "Afagav de'ena shor v'skila upliga deraba." Even though the ox is not put to death, it would be the same thing. You'd pay the kofar payment whether it's unintentional or it was intentional. That's what he's trying to say. So when it says, "Amar le'abaye," and if that's the case, "Eved nami." Okay, the slave also. It says in the next pasuk, "Im eved yigach hashor." If the slave is gored by an ox, so matu b'lamar im eved. Why does it have to say im eved? Rabot eved shelo b'kavana. Eved kavana. If you say the same thing, that you would be liable for the accidental killing of a slave, just like you would for intentional killing of a slave. So the Gemara says, "V'chitei machinami." Maybe that's true. Yeah, you're right. The Gemara says, "V'hamar Rishakish." Rishakish said, "Shor she'emid et ha'eved shelo b'kavana." If an ox killed a slave without intention, patur m'shloshim shekalim, you're exempt from the 30 shekalim. What do you see? You're not liable. You're exempt. So how can you say that you'd be liable when it wasn't intentional? So Amar Lei, Gavra, a Gavra Karamit. Are you contrasting two opinions of two different people? You have Rabbi Yochanan and you have Reish Lakish. Two different opinions. So how can you say they're the same opinion? It's not the same opinion. Kiyata Ravina Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He said the name of Rabbi Yochanan again. Eved, Matam Amar Im Eved. Why does it say Im Eved? There are both Eved Shelo Kavana, Ke Eved Be Kavana. It's coming to say that a slave when it was without intention is the same as with what was with intention, meaning by cases of knas. Therefore, that's going to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, hold on. Okay, well, the Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, Nami, Nema, why don't you say, Mi de Eved, Im Eved lo Darish, and the fact that he doesn't make a drasha by the words Im Eved, so Kofer, Im Kofer, Nami lo Darish, why don't you say also by Kofer, he doesn't dorish the Im in the Kofer Pasuk either. So the Gemara says, Amri, no, lo, Eved, Im Eved lo Darish, by the case of slave, he didn't make a drasha, Kofer, Im Kofer, Darish, by the case of Kofer payment, he did make the drasha. Umayishna, why is it any different? Eved, im eved, loktiv im kom tashlumin. That pasuk is not written by tashlumin, by payment. But over here, kofer, im kofer, ktiv by tashlumin. But over here, the im kofer pasuk, ktiv im kom tashlumin, is written by the pasukim about payment. And therefore, that's why he learns out that over here, right, Rashi says, ela, gabin negicha, the slave is written by goring. Im eved igach, okay, but then the case of Kofer is written by actual payment, and that's why he would make such a derasha that from the extra word im kofer, you can understand that it's saying shelo b'kavana, even if it was killed without intention, it's as if it was done with intention for regards of having to pay, meaning even if the ox is not put into death by sekila, you would still have to pay the kofer payment. Okay, we'll stop there, but then we'll do a 1-minute recap.